Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Why don't you praise him? Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him? Praise him, praise him, praise Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. I was glad when they said to us, let us go into the house of the Lord. And so this morning, TMC family, I invite you into the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, lift your voices, and give him the best praise that you have, because he has been a good, good father. Hallelujah. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect taking all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, it's a love so undeniable that I can hardly speak a piece. So unexplainable that I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love. You're a good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and we are loved by you. It's who we are, it's who we are, it's who we are, and you are perfect in all of your ways. Thank you, Lord. You are perfect in all of your ways. Every day you are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that we serve and we have a good, good Father? The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face upon you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and 1,000 generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children, The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And give you peace. And give you peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Mr. Brenda, could you come on, please?
Good morning, host. Are you with us? Well, once again, we want to thank our psalmist this morning. We want to thank our songbird, Tiffany Lauderdale, for bringing us in to the praise and worship and before our Lord. We want to thank our greeter this morning, and we are anxious to hear from the Lord this morning. Once again, I'm here to host. I am Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we appreciate everyone that has taken the time to come to the Master's Call. Now, some of you may be new to the Master's Call, and you may wonder, how did all of this get started? How did all of these men and women come together and form the Master's Call? Well, in October 2010, the Lord gave a special gift of anointing to our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this anointing caused their spirit to stir up in the depths of their soul, and they came up with the Master's Call. Definitely divine intervention. And we are here going on 12 years, and we are grateful. We stand on Scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement. This is our mandate: to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers all around the world as they begin their day. And that is indeed what we are doing this morning on the Master's Call. We do have a website. We encourage each and every one of you to visit our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasters with an S, call.net. All of our messages are archived, and you can see an extensive version of each of the speakers' bios. Let's get to know our speakers and keep us all lifted in prayer. The theme for 2022 is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continuously experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome call, if you'd like to be a greeter, if you'd like to be a host, or if you have a song in your heart, even if you have prayer requests, we ask that you go to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will reach out to you and answer your requests or any questions you have about the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord. So if you'd like to hear a playback, pardon me, some of you may hear about a company called Artist Life. It's now called Artist International. Over 30 years ago, it was established. Quite a few of the individuals you hear on this call met through this phenomenal organization, now called Artist Life. And immediately after this call is our morning motivational call. It's led by a dynamic group of men and women giving vital information for the wonderful benefits of Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Once again, 667-770-1525, PIN 264-617. And today is indeed an inspirational Monday. So let's begin to introduce our speaker. So Brenda, Minister Brenda, if you're back on the line, you can take it away. If
yes.
not, I'm more than glad to introduce our speaker.
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Ruth?
Yes. Bless you, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear sister. God bless you. Oh, my goodness, going through that, trying to unmute that phone. My goodness. Good morning, my TMC family. I am grateful to God, so thankful for the wonderful team that we have here on the Master's Call. Minister Ruth, thank you so much, and Minister Tiffany, allowing God to use you in the time of worship. And yes, we do have a wonderful, wonderful speaker. She is definitely no stranger to this call. She is our mother eagle, the one and only, the woman who is super dynamic. She is truly a mathematician. She is truly an historian. She is truly a woman who is a product of Spelman College as well as Oral Roberts University. And just to name a few, she has started her ministry. She is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry. She has started a ministry on Clubhouse. You guys have to join at 9 o'clock Central Time on Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, From the Prophecy to the Promise. And these are just a few out of the many things that this woman of God has done and is doing. So we're so grateful and we're so thankful that God has brought us in our midst to give us the word today. And before she comes, I'm going to go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Lord God, in the midst of trials, tribulations, even stipulations that may try to hinder us. We know, Father God, that you made us, and it's in you that we live, we move, and have our being. Lord, you are the great I am. And so, Father, we seek your face. We look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Father God, we ask that you anoint this minister of the gospel. That you anoint this woman of God in a mighty way, Father God. We know that a great word is coming forth, hallelujah, because we know greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you in advance for the word that's going to come forth. We thank you for the anointing that's going to flow from heart to heart. We thank you for the spirit of the true and living God dwelling on the inside and manifesting on the outside, that others will see you, oh God. We thank you that greater is he that's gone forth in everybody, Lord God, this day, in this season, and in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give your name praise. We give your name glory because, Lord God, you are the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. I'll turn it now over to our wonderful Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes. Can you hear me? Am I coming across loud enough? Got some
yes,
new earplugs on.
Oh, I tell you, these new items I tell you, but you're coming through clear. God bless you, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you have a title in tongues that came across the board. Doesn't say your name or anything, so no problem, no worries. We thank Minister Ruth for hopping right in there. Teamwork makes the dream work. We appreciate you, Minister Ruth, for greeting and seating our family, as well as starting off our hosting. Thank you, Songbert, Minister Tiffany, for such a sweet time of anointed worship in song. And to my co-founder, Dr. Pacola, we love and appreciate her, and we want to remember that tonight she will be having her billionaire prayer call. I did post it on my page, and I know it's on her page also, asking you to support that. And to our Lord and Savior, we're excited on this Mighty God Monday. I love when Minister Keisha gave that to us last week. Some of you all remember a while ago I was on with my series From Africa to America. We have always been there, and I wanted to finish up on that. But before we do, I always want to acknowledge what season we are in. We are in the home stretch week of Women's History Month, Women's History Month. I spoke in my church yesterday and reminded them why we have to still even more so have a Women's History Month. Our theme this year, the national theme for Women's History Month, is Break the Bias. Break the Bias, shining a light on dedicated women, honoring our current sociological as well as just all the many contributions we've made as we celebrate the roles women have played throughout history. And one of the bigger national organizations, the National Women's History Alliance, their theme for this year was Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope. Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope. And we've spent all this month just highlighting women, and I want to, on this last Monday of this great month of March, celebrate each and every woman on this line. You are our living legends. Your contributions, your sacrifices, and your successes are dear to us. And know that you're important to each and every one of us. We do remember telling you that Women's History Month grew out of a Women's History Week started in Sonoma, California, back in 1978. And it was a few years later, in 1980, that President Jimmy Carter, he issued the first proclamation declaring the week of March 8th to coincide with International Women's History Day. With Women's History Week. But it wasn't until later that it became Women's History Month years later. And that shouldn't surprise us, but like most things, it start with a week like Black History Month did, and it evolved into the month. And so we have to pause for the cause, because often our history books, often our struggles, we know that women to this day, documented since 2020, are paid only 86 cents on a dollar compared to a man doing the same job with the same requirements, with the same expectations, but they're paid with that gap of 14 cents on a dollar, which does add up over a year. And so we have a struggle still going on. We were proud that the U.S. soccer team took the World Soccer League to task, getting paid only a third of what men are paid in soccer, even though the women had won two or three of the last Olympics gold medals and championships, watched more nationally and internationally on TV, and it took a lawsuit to start the change. But it's not over yet, because they have to go through collective bargaining. But if you ever wondered why, as I told my congregation yesterday, if you ever wonder why there's a big problem that you don't understand, that we have not been appreciated and celebrated, but we have to keep empowering people through knowledge. And that's what I love to do. is to share knowledge. So we're going to go back and see if we can finish. If not, we're going to keep on till we get there. We talked about it. I'm going to encourage everybody, so don't have to review, to go to our website to look at all the previous times I spoke on From Africa to America. We have always been there. And just wanted to remind you, we've all heard of that powerful theme by the United Negro College Fund, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Yet we have many, we have more technology than ever before, and many are even lazier than before in pursuit of their godly knowledge. We know that Hosea 4, that sixth verse, with that minor prophet Hosea, tells us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And an even stronger indictment is, we know we have more illiterate biblical saints in this generation than ever before. Most of us over 50, we were raised in Sunday school, weekly, usually Wednesday night Bible studies. With education, we have had some who are trying to now in this time sanitize history in the areas that may to them look bad, and even when they know it is the truth. Now, many are attacking critical race theory, yet they're not attacking, I call it, Confederate race theory. Yeah, that's the CRT that they need to be attacking. Because in the Confederate race theory, they are saying that God had ordained whites to be superior and blacks are inferior. Now, that's what needs to be attacked, Confederate race theory and not critical race theory. God gave Israel a sense of unification. Remember, back to our history as we go through this timeline, the Israelites had spent over 400 years working for their masters. They didn't have a lot of time together with each other, but they knew the history of their masters. Most of us in our teaching in elementary school and high school, we can tell you the sanitized history of our masters. But even back then, they knew the culture of their masters. They worked for their masters. And see, now they're out in the desert without their masters. They had to learn about each other. They had to learn to love. They had to learn to appreciate each other. They had to dress alike. They ate the same foods together. They wore the same clothes. They went to worship together. They, again, dressed the same way because God, by his Spirit, was unifying them. Now, the scripture says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So God unified them, and they went into the promised land. And then there were given 12 tribes. We know our history, hopefully. And they were given an inheritance. Because they were diversified, yes, we've always been there, yet unified, diversity in unity. We need to quit trying to make everybody be the same. There's a beauty in diversity when it comes together as a mosaic in unity. Not uniformity, but diversity in unity. So when they got into the promised land, Israel unified. Understand, they had a special trumpet sound where we all must come back together to fight the greater enemy, because there were other enemies in the land at that time. And that's what they did. There was a certain trumpet sound for all 12 tribes. They couldn't say, well, that's not my tribe. That's not my problem. They came across from the border, their enemies. They came to help each other from Issachar and way down here where we know Judah resides in the southern kingdom. No, all 12 tribes, because they loved each other, cared about each other, and realized that they were only great when they were all together. And see, by the way, they could not get into the promised land as individuals. That's a 2022 lesson we have to understand, too. Either all of Israel went into the promised land, or no one in Israel went into the promised land. So you might feel like today, I'm going to get mine, and I can't worry about the rest of the people. Well, that in itself is such an unbiblical attitude. For us to say, I'm going to get mine in God, and I'm not going to worry about you. Listen, we should be totally for each other. We need to all get whatever, everything God has for us. We the people should be our attitude. Remember, we have been talking about from Africa to America, we've always been there. See, notice that when the Lord calls you into your prayer closet, when you go into your closet, it's just you in your closet. It should be. Yes, it's just you in your closet. But your prayer should be, our Father. Yes, our Father. So who is the our Father? Well, it's everybody you brought with you into the closet, at least in your heart and in your mind. You brought the whole tribe with you into the closet. You brought the whole black church into your closet. Our Father, which art in heaven. That's a plural pronoun for all of us. Hallowed be thy name. That's what you did. You brought them in. You see, in Africa, the dominant reason Europeans, or at least one of the main reasons that the Europeans were able to defeat the Africans in Africa, if you were not in the same tribe and somebody came and stole you, they would just say, that's not my tribe. It's called tribalism. That's kind of what's taken over in these last 10 years. In motivational circles, they always say, they're a part of my tribe. But they forget some of that individualism and that selfishness that often is attached to a tribalistic attitude. See, well, we can't say because, see, I'm Baptist, or, well, I'm Methodist, or, well, I'm Pentecostal, or I'm Anglican, or I'm Roman Catholic, or whatever you are. The point is, systematic racism has come against us all. And it doesn't matter whatever you are. Systematic racism has come against us all. We haven't learned that we must all come together and be unified on the issue of social justice. So what is social racism or systematic racism? It's a reference to the systems in place that create and maintain racial inequality in nearly every facet of life for people of color, hence led to the study of critical race theory. Whenever there is a social injustice, we should all be able to come together and be unified to fight the greater enemy. And by the way, we need to definitely invite our white brothers and sisters to join in with us. We need to be unified as well, the black and white church. That's how it was at the book of Acts. In that second chapter, every tribe, every creed, every culture came there in one accord. We shouldn't want anybody to be suffering from systematic racism. Why is that important biblically? Because if the church doesn't become the church, not the four walls, you cannot legislate integrity. You cannot legislate morality. We've always been there. We've shown in previous teachings that we of color have been there, but we must step up and be the leader even in the reconciliation that is so necessary now. See, many of us know that it's a sin before Almighty God, and it is a sin that together we must address this systematic racism in the name of the Lord, and then we must come together. I remember, and most of you over 40 or 50 will remember, in the civil rights movement, 90% of the leadership were men and women of God, ministers of the gospel, predominantly Baptist preachers. And they understood to do it the biblical way, the nonviolent way. But it was a strategic way that has been changing us. And when we try to do a movement now and the church has been pretty silent and the main leadership of this current movement does not lift up the name of Jesus, our progress has been in trouble. And so as we've come from Africa to America, we must remember the lessons that were learned and the success that was made in the 60s, so we'll do our part there and now, because everybody has a baton on this line, that the Lord has put a treasure within you, that you're to be a bright light with the gospel. But Ephesians 4:15, as I close, says, we must speak the truth in love, not with raging anger or malice. There's a righteous anger that started this movement of the civil rights toward our liberality that we're experiencing, our liberty. But it must be done according to the word. I'm going to stop there and hopefully come back this week so I can finish up why we have to do our part. And far as we've always been there in the Bible, but understand what our biggest stronghold is. And that root of systematic racism can only be taken out by you and I answering racism with love. As my mother used to say as I close, some people, some systems, you just got to love the hell out of them. They're full of the hell, but it has to be loved out of them. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wise, wise words. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I tell you, love is the key. Thank you, and such a powerful word, and look forward to the finishing of this wonderful, wonderful message that you've been given. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and we thank you. Father, we know that as we call on you, you promised that you would answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We look to you, Father, because we know that we can look around us and see so many things that are going on. But, Father, we say thank you because we're in your secret place. We're in that place, Lord God, where you can only... You're the only one that can give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. You're the only one that can love through us, Father God, towards others as they act so unseemly towards us, Father God. We thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we thank you for this message. We thank you for the woman of God who have poured into us. So we ask special blessings upon her, Lord God. Bless her going out and her coming in. And everything her heart's desire, Father God, we thank you that you grant it to her, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch every heart on this call, the families, the loved ones, the communities, Father God. Strengthen and empower like never before. And as we're lifting up people, Father God, we ask that you just empower those that are having health challenges in the name of Jesus, especially baby Alessi, Lord God. Touch that baby in such a mighty way. And we give your name praise and glory for it, Lord God. Touch the families of the loved ones that have gone home to be with you, Father God. There are so many, and you know who they are. So we ask you that you place your arms around them and strengthen them during this time, Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you continue to minister to our hearts, Father God, and we, your people, will be obedient to your call. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we have some more coming on. So you definitely want to come on to the MMC call that's coming up next, where our very own Dr. Vanessa will be hosting Inspirational Monday and giving the message as well. That number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 667-770-1525. The PIN 294-617-POUND. And as she mentioned, prayer call tonight, the fasting prayer call with Dr. Pecola, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And that number, it's a Zoom number, you guys. That ID number is 222-057-7946. 222-057-7946. And as Dr. Vanessa said, it's on her page, Facebook page, and I'm share it on mine as well. So thank you again, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting everyone and stepping up, covering me. So appreciate you, my sister. Love and appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in that awesome time of worship this morning. And again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for this wonderful, wonderful message. And we're going to take it to heart and ask God that we unite together to change this world as he can only do through us. Thank you. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Encouraging everyone to join me in a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the journey to a godly mindset. And I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you, as it was truly a challenge to me to write it. And thank you for all of you who've come on the live. See a lot of new numbers and names, and we do celebrate you. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your word, your anointing, your power. Thank you for these powerful men and women of God who called in to sup from you, to be fed in their spirits and encouraged in their hearts. That we've been on a journey for quite a while, but we've always been there on the shoulders of our ancestors, on the history of even the women who have sacrifice so much. We celebrate your goodness for keeping us and carrying us. Now, as we're equipped by your word, stirred up by your Holy Spirit, we leave this call but never your presence, and ask you to continue to empower us for greatness so that your glory will be revealed and the goodness of the Lord will flow in our lives, in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing you on a Morning Motivational Call, Inspirational Monday, in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.